In the 1930s and 40s, six young women from Stark County traveled across North America in a Ford Model T.
From Bradford, Illinois, up through Canada to the New York World's Fair and back through Washington, D.C. It's not a short trip for six girls in a car like that.
That's John Booty, the son of one of those six women who still owns the car today. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Wednesday, January 20th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. With our region's move back to Tier 1 COVID mitigations, some Peoria restaurants are preparing to offer indoor dining for the first time in months, as Tim Shelley explains in this roundup.
Eateries began reopening this week as Central Illinois moved back into Tier 1. Under modified rules announced by Governor J.B. Pritzker last week, this means restaurants and bars can now hold indoor service at 25% capacity or 25 people, whichever is lesser. Childers Eatery Operations Manager Rose Mosley is cautiously optimistic.
I hope that that was the last shutdown. We're definitely hoping that we don't have to do that again. You know, I hope that everybody respects and follows the guidelines and we have a successful vaccine rollout and that it's only up from here and we don't have any more setbacks.
For Chad Zeig, owner of the Hungry Moose on Farmington Road, it's a happy moment.
We're hoping to fulfill our customers' needs and get back to what we do best.
The restaurant temporarily closed after finding carryout wasn't enough to sustain business during the Tier 3 mitigations. Eber Vidal, co-owner of Cafe Santa Rosa, said he considers it a matter of social responsibility to follow the health department's rules. He says safety of employees and customers comes first.
We hope that the people don't abuse of the fact that they are able to get to places and socialize. If they do it in a responsible manner, I think that we are going to be able to handle all this together.
All three businesses say they're following the state's guidance on mask wearing for both employees and staff, as well as socially distancing tables and sanitizing frequently. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. State health officials reported more than 4,300 new COVID-19 infections Tuesday, as Illinois' case count since the start of the pandemic climbs past 1,076,000. Almost 108,500 people in Illinois have been fully vaccinated, and close to 509,000 vaccines have been administered. The state's preliminary 7-day positivity rate is down to 6.9%. And a new option for affordable fresh produce is coming to Peoria's Southside this Sunday. Market 309 is a partnership between the Peoria Park District and the Peoria Grown Not-for-Profit. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Stark County, Illinois was the base of operations for the Gypsy Coeds, a group of young women from the Bradford area who piled into a 1926 Model T and toured the country in the 1930s and early 1940s. WCBU correspondent Steve Tarter recently spoke with John Booty, who now owns that infamous car.
I typically will characterize it as a sisterhood of single small town girls who set out in a series of trips to see what life was like outside of Stark County, Illinois, and outside of the state of Illinois for the most part. And they were doing it in an era between 1934 and 1942, when it really wasn't, particularly at the beginning, it wasn't that common for a group of girls to take off unescorted and travel.
Right. And of course, they did it in a 1926 Model T, which you now have.
Well, that's correct. There's a wonderful story as it relates to the Model T. Darlene Dorgan, who was a beautician in Bradford, wanted to go to college, and her father basically bribed her and said, look, if you'll go to beauty school like your older sister did, I'll pay for beauty school and I'll buy you a car. The first car that he actually bought her was a Model A, but her dad was a bit of a horse trader, and one day someone was admiring the car he ended up selling it without even talking to Darlene about it. And she was furious. And he had to go out and find another car. And he found this 1926 Model T Touring, which is kind of like a four-door convertible.
You know, the one thing I'm fascinated with is how many girls rode in that thing so many miles, because they were in all over the country, but, you know, what, five or six at a time in a, well, I won't say a small car, but, you know, yeah, confined.
Certainly, Steve. It was designed and sold as a five-passenger vehicle, two in the front, three in the back. And I know when my wife and I saw the car for the very first time, we both had the same reaction. How did six girls travel in that car with all of their luggage, bedding, et cetera? Just how did six girls fit inside of the car? It still baffles me exactly how they did it. But they went from the year my mom went, they went from Bradford, Illinois to up through Canada to the New York World's Fair and back through Washington, D.C. It's not a short trip for six girls in a car like that.
And when you say New York World's Fair, we want to make sure people understand that's the 1939 World's Fair, not 64.
For sure. The 1939 New York World's Fair. Yes.
That was a great one. Now, is it drivable? Do you take it out on spins, or what do you do with this car?
Oh, it certainly is drivable. We don't take it out very often for things other than parades. I view it, and my wife views it, as truly a piece of Americana. And we're always a little bit nervous that a chip of paint is going to come off because the car is in the same condition that it was when it came off of the road after the last trip in 1942. At least the exterior is. It's never been restored. It's painted silver, and it's got all kinds of graffiti. at the time, they called it Lizzie labels, but all kinds of scribbling all over the car, and it just makes it so unique.
That was Steve Tarter talking with Model T owner John Booty about Stark County's Gypsy Coeds. For much more of this interview, head to WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.